Come and dine, the master's calling. Come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling. Come and dine. He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling. Come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling. Come and dine. He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine. Hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling. Come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling. Come and dine. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine.
John Bayless, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Well, I've got good news for you today. God is not angry with you. He loves you, and he wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness, Lord, to bring your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, we start off again. What is God's nature like? Most importantly, what does God think of you? We go to Psalm 103, 3 and 4. It says, he forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. Loved ones, God's love doesn't follow human nature, doesn't return evil for evil. It's a love that makes sense when you realize it comes from God. The Old Testament is a lengthy chronicle of this love, telling of a wandering, faithless people pursued by a constant loving God. We'll learn about God's unrelenting love. So let's forget your history and your present circumstances. God's love is not conditioned by anything you are or anything you have done. God loves you because he is in his nature to love you. But God does not force his love on anyone. He created us to be creatures of free will. He makes his love available to each of us, but we must take the initiative and receive it. First, you need to acknowledge that you are a sinner. For the Bible says, for all of us have sinned. This just means we are fallible human beings, imperfect, prone to doing things that separate us from God. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God. God's love is perfect, but everything about God is perfect, including his holiness and his justice. Because he loves us, he wants us to forgive us. If you want your sins forgiven by this loving God, just follow me in this simple prayer. Just follow us along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Well, if you've prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. Give God first place. Read your Bible daily if you can. And He has a wonderful future and a wonderful destiny for you to fulfill. Regardless of your age and present circumstances, He still has a destiny for you to fulfill. Right, the message today is, cast your cares. From 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. God cares so much about you today. Not only does He love and care about you, He cares about the things that concern you as well. If you have concerns, worry, or anxiety about something in your life today, finances, relationships, your job, or anything else, know that your Heavenly Father already has a plan to take care of those things for you. It's a good plan, and He wants to show Himself strong on your behalf. God has a place of victory in store for you today. You may be facing challenges. You may look around and see impossible circumstances. In the natural, it may look like things won't ever change. But we see from Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Friends, Scripture reminds us that the lilies of the field and the birds of the air are cared for. How much more will your Heavenly Father take care of you? Today, cast your anxieties on Him and trust that He is going to take care of you. Refuse to dwell on your problem and don't allow them to steal your peace and joy any longer. Instead, meditate on His word and confess His promises over your life. Cast your cares on Him and experience His peace, joy, and blessing all the days of your life. Psalm 118:24 says, this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Friends, being happy is a choice, not a place or a destination. Remember that. Being happy is a choice, not a place or destination. Well, friends, this part of the program, we're going to be starting to pray for the sick and hurting and have an expectancy to receive from the Lord. We go to Matthew 11:5. Jesus said, the blind receive their sight and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And Acts 38 declares how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. See, friends, every miracle that ever took place in the ministry of Jesus took place because the anointing of the Holy Spirit was present. Matthew 12:28, Jesus said, but if I cast out demons, that means sicknesses, when you think of it, by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Friends, all that Jesus did through the anointing, we are able to do it through the very same anointing. The anointing of the Holy Spirit, that's where it comes from. The work of God in the earth today has been delegated to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here in the earth carrying out the ministry and mission of Jesus, healing, deliverance, salvation, destroying yokes of bondage, and setting the captives free. We see that from Luke 4:18. And in John 14:12 it says, most assuredly, Jesus said, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. See, not only was I supposed to heal the sick, but I was expected to do it. Divine healing is part of the church's job description. As a New Testament disciple of Jesus Christ, in fact, every time Jesus commissioned his disciples to preach the good news of the kingdom, he also commissioned them to heal the sick and cast out demons every single time. I'd like to give a testimony right now. This is from a doctor, Dr. Colin Walker from Cairns in Queensland. It says this: after attending a seminar on divine healing, I began to apply the principles of praying for the sick myself and can now confirm they work. One of the most notable was a little girl who had suffered from deafness from birth. Normal medical treatment could not help her. After praying, she was set free. This is the miracle working power of God. This is from a testimony from a doctor in Queensland up in Cairns. It says, behold, I have given you authority and power to trample on serpents, scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over the power of the enemy, that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way hurt you. That's from Luke 10:19. That's what Jesus was saying. He was saying that the church has been given authority and power. We have the authority to cast out all sicknesses, power over the enemy. That's what the scripture from Luke 10:19. Jesus said, that's what we have. We've been given the authority. Matthew 28:19, go then and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Right there we see the church, and I have been given the legal right and the authorization from the Lord to pray for the sick. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. There'd be creative miracles. I pray, Lord, there'd be creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. So lay your hands on that sick or hurting part of your body as I begin to touch. Begin to pray for you. And believe you will receive and you will have. Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I rebuke every form of infirmity. I cast out every form of disease. I cast out every cancer, and you are cursed at the root. I command you to dry and shrivel, and I cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle that needs to take place right now. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. It be a creative miracle taking place right now. Wherever people, whether it's lungs or if it's heart or whether it's kidneys or whatever, creative miracles. I command health and healing into every physical body. I pray that divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners. I command every life that is in torment or that is stressed, I rebuke that in Jesus Christ's name. Be healed and made whole. For your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated. The peace of God is now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed, because you, our Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, our Lord, are more than enough. You, our Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are a righteousness, you are a shepherd, you are a divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you, and be imparted by you when you use God's word in the authority of Jesus' name. You can use God's word yourself. Now, know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe that you have received and you will have. Well, some healings take seconds, minutes, hours, sometimes days. But the promise from the Bible is you shall recover, or you shall get well. Fear and faith are opposite. Faith is what you look for. Fear is from the enemy. Act your faith, try moving. You'll find possibly the pains are starting to subside. But most of all, look for the improvements. Very important to look for the improvement and test the area to see if there is an improvement. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Do not let fear, as I said, do not fear come upon you. And use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive. And walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Listen to Christian music. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. And again I say, do know that it is God's will for you to be healed. And so my final prayer for you is this, and now may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and may the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace, or establish his shalom for you. No good thing will be withheld. May you, in the darkest storm of your life, hold on to the never-failing hand of a loving God. His anchor will hold you. The storm will pass by. The thing which you have asked God for, he will supply. He will give you joy for the bitter gall of rejection. He will give you healing for your sickness. He will give you a new beginning for your failure. He will turn the darkest nights to the brightest day, because he is the lover of your soul. He is the father of all hope. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. And all of God's children said, praise the Lord. Shalom. Amen.
Touch of the hand of Jesus, dipped into the oil of the Holy Ghost, it will soon away all my tears. It's the anointing that I need, Lord. Sweet, sweet anointing,
surrender my heart. You've set me apart to worship you. In your presence I am complete. As I worship at your feet, you are holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Jesus is here, covenant Lord and Redeemer. I serve. You've set me apart to worship you. In your presence I am complete. As I worship at your feet, you are holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Jesus is here, covenant Lord and Redeemer. I surrender my heart, you've set me apart to worship you. In your presence I am complete, as I worship.
Yeah.